This time last week, Australia Post revealed it was scaling back its deliveries to deal with the demise of traditional snail mail. But now, adding insult to injury for some Australians, it looks like the old saying that the cheque's in the mail might also soon be a thing of the past. The latest research shows that cheque usage fell by 14% last year, while electronic payments via cards and direct debits accelerated by around 8%. The Australian Payments Clearing Association says while the cheque isn't dead just yet, it's not about to bounce back either, to use some old cheque terminology a few AM listeners might be familiar with. The association's chief executive, Chris Hamilton, spoke about the cheque's demise with our business editor, Peter Ryan.
As you'd expect, older people are much more likely to use cheques than younger people. Although what the most recent figures show us is that cheques are falling out of general, ordinary, everyday use quite quickly. There was nearly a 14% drop last year, and that's on top of 10 years of declines. So, in fact, what we're seeing is that cheques are more likely to be used in sort of business context now.
Is this move away from cheques gradual, or is it going to be pretty slow?
Cheques reached their sort of high point in the sort of mid-90s, and they've been in decline ever since. The first part of that was quite slow, but I think now we're seeing the volumes of them dropping off. So I expect that within the next few years, it'll be quite rare to see a sort of cheque in everyday, ordinary usage, although they will still be used for specific types of transactions.
How long, though, before cheques disappear altogether, because they're still used by a significant part of society?
Yes, so it's unlikely that in Australia we're going to have a sort of hard stop. That's been talked about in various countries around the world, and in fact in a couple of places that perhaps didn't have as a strong tradition of cheques as we do, they have actually turned the cheque system off, as it were. It's unlikely that's going to happen in Australia. In fact, what's more likely to happen is if people want a chequebook, then they'll have to find an organisation that wants to supply that, and increasingly their biggest problem will be the payees don't want to accept their cheques. So over time it's going to get harder and harder to use them.
Banks don't want to say it publicly, but they'd like to see cheques phased out because of the long processing time. So it is a controversial move still, isn't it?
It's certainly true that cheques cost a lot of money to process. In the most recent work that we did, we quote some numbers around each cheque costing over $5 to process the cheque, which is a lot more than any other type of payment. And for that reason, I suppose, quite often, particularly at the consumer level, it's hard to recover that amount of money. But other types of organisations are quite happy to keep supplying the cheque as long as someone's prepared to pay for it.
You say cheques are still mainly used for big business transactions and property settlements, but what about people like my mum who like to use cheques and they're still a bit wary about online transactions?
Yes, I think that's one of the reasons why we're unlikely to see any kind of hard stop in the future. It's certainly true that where they are used by you and me, by ordinary people, there are an increasingly small number of people who still rely on them. So we're not going to tell your mum that she can't use cheques, but we are going to encourage her to think about other ways that might be easier and more convenient.
But those very people like my mum, who still find cheques very secure, have adopted other technology like iPhones and iPads, so it does present a bit of a cultural problem there, doesn't it?
One of the things we found when we first started doing this work was that when you wanted to pay someone who wasn't a regular shopkeeper, someone what we would call a merchant in the industry, then often you had to use a cheque, like the guy who mows the lawns maybe, or that kind of thing. We're now finding that's less and less true. It's actually becoming easier and easier to use another type of electronic payment for that as well.
Do you still use cheques?
I still have a chequebook. I have to admit, I'm probably the last generation that would have a chequebook routinely, but I can't remember the last time I actually wrote one. I used to get caught with the schools, so the excursions and things like that, but of course now most of those things are done electronically as well.
The chief executive of the Australian Payments Clearing Association, Chris Hamilton, with our business editor, Peter Ryan.